everyone. Welcome back to Fandom From Afar. We are back and we are at the end of 2024 already. It's been a great year. It's been a frustrating year as a Nuggets fan. We've gone over the ups and downs together. And so while I would love to talk about our wonderful victory over the mighty Detroit Pistons, where we almost blew a 20-point lead in the fourth quarter, we're not going to talk specifics about any single game today. I'm going to try something a little different. I'm going to spell out Happy New Year with my talking points. So each talking point will begin with the letters from Happy New Year. I hope you enjoy. H. H is for health. Health has been a big part of the Nuggets' struggles this year, beginning in the playoffs last year when Jamal could never quite get healthy, and that obviously impacted the entire team not being able to get past the Timberwolves. We've gone over that a million times, so we won't dive too deep into that. But it has continued this year, not only with Jamal having his little nagging injuries. If I'm counting correctly, I think he has had a calf issue, a knee issue, an ankle issue, plantar fasciitis, and just pretty much Jamal being Jamal and just no specific injury stated, just him looking like he's running with concrete shoes on. So that's fun. It actually started before the season for us. Daron Holmes, who we were so excited about getting in the first round, it was the worst kept secret in the NBA that we wanted him. And just looking at what he did in college, he was going to be a key piece to our bench. And obviously he got hurt right away in summer league and is out for the year. And with the other injuries to Dario Saric and Vlatko Chanchar, like all of our big guys off the bench that we were really hoping to get some major contributions from are hurt. And that we're feeling the impact. And I think part of that is Aaron Gordon's had to play a lot more than we were hoping, not only as a backup power forward, but also backup center. And he has been hurt for quite a bit this year as well. Just the wear and tear, I think, is catching up with good old AG. So our big guys have been beat up, hurt, or out for the year pretty much across the board. And the Nuggets did not have a deep team to begin with. We were hoping for all those guys to be big parts of the team and kind of take some of the load off of the starters. And that has just not happened yet. A is for apathy. The Nuggets have had way too many games this year where they just do not look interested in playing. I feel like I've gone over it almost every episode this season about they've had at least one or two games during each stretch between episodes where they just look like they don't want to play together or they don't like playing together. And it's a vicious cycle because Jokic does not have that problem. He will come out and try hard and he's better than everyone so he can carry us to victory, but he has to carry everything. And so he gets worn out, and then that leads to frustration for him and just a not great vibe around the whole team in general. So it is a vicious cycle, and I hope that the apathy goes away. P is for patience. We have veterans on this team who have won a championship. We still have Coach Malone, who has won a championship. And it's a long season. So I keep trying to remind myself that we do need to be patient. But after a certain amount of time, when is it the right thing to do to run out of patience with this team? Like I said, there's way too many games where they just don't care. There's way too many games where specific players just don't care and it brings down the entire team. Jamal Murray. But when is it right to run out of patience and make a change? So it's a tough balance, obviously, as a fan, because we live and die with every game. And I think the team does a much better job of keeping the even flow and just being patient. But at what time is it right to run out of patience? You may be able to tell, but I think I'm getting close to that point. The other P. P is for Peyton and Christian. Peyton Watson and Christian Brown are two of our key young players. I think the hope was that they would continue to develop and really step into the loss of Bruce Brown and KCP over the last couple of years. And they've each shown flashes. Like, you can see what they could be. They just need to find that consistency of being that player all the time. And of course, that comes with young guys. But although each has shown flashes, during the times when they're not living up to that standard, neither player brings a whole lot to the table. Both are known as defensive first wings, and the defense has really struggled this year. Shooting, Christian Brown started off super hot. We were kind of excited, just, and we as in the Nuggets community, and I guess I'm speaking for the Nuggets community here, but it was looking like he had really found his spot and his role, and he was nailing three-pointers. He's getting out on the break. He's really playing amazing. It's kind of fallen off the last couple of weeks, but I think that's to be expected, not only for young players, but for any player. You can't be that amazing for the entire season. Peyton looked great when Aaron Gordon was hurt and Peyton was playing with the starters, because obviously anyone looks great next to Jokic. But when he's coming off the bench, it's been hit or miss. And I do love his passion. I think adding Westbrook to the team has really helped Peyton. I think he's loving playing to the crowd with his big blocks and just his kind of explosive dunks that get the crowd going crazy. And I want to see consistency from those two players. I think that would be a huge help for not only the Nuggets starters, but the bench as well. Why? Why is for youth? So kind of a level below Peyton and Christian, we have the group of Julian Strother, Jalen Pickett, Hunter Tyson, and Daron Holmes. Now, we already spoke about Holmes being hurt. That definitely was a huge blow to the young core and kind of what we were hoping that the young guys would bring. But truthfully, the plan has not worked to have these cheap young guys being big contributors to what was hopefully a championship team. Julian Strother, I think on offense, he's pretty decent. Like, he has a nice floater. He can hit a three. He can actually drive into the paint a little bit, which is a rarity on the Nuggets. But on defense, he's just so bad. And I know kind of the learning where you need to be and anticipating where you need to be will come with experience. But right now it's really hurting the Nuggets, because while he can score on offense, he gives up just as much, if not more, on defense. And teams have learned this and they really target him whenever he's in the game. Jalen Pickett, I thought he was a lost cause. He does well in the G League, but he just kind of sits at the end of the Nuggets bench. And I really thought there was no hope for Pickett. But then he had a few games last week where he actually looked decent and brought some positive play to the Nuggets bench. And even Coach Malone called him out and said that Pickett didn't get a fair shot last year and that he's looking forward to seeing what he can bring this year. And so, of course, Pickett has not played since Coach Malone said that. So I don't know. I think Coach Malone really tries to teach these guys lessons. And maybe Pickett has pushed through and is no longer in the coach's doghouse, but it's just strange that ever since he had those two good games and Coach Malone praised him, that Pickett hasn't played. And so, I don't know. It's strange. I almost wonder if the Nuggets are trying to sell high and say, hey, look, other teams, he really can play. Look how good he is. And now they don't want to put other film out there of him coming back down to earth or something, but just a strange situation there. Hunter Tyson, he's pure energy. Like, I kind of love him because he tries so hard and he's just kind of running around out there like a golden lab or something like that. But he was supposed to be a shooter in summer league, last year he really showed kind of like what he could do. He was scoring all over the place. He looked like one of the best players in summer league, and it just hasn't translated to the actual NBA. I love his effort. I love it. He's diving all over the place. He's fighting for rebounds. And again, that's a rarity on the Nuggets. And if he can just find his shot, I think he could be a valuable member of the bench. And so hopefully with more playing time, he can take that next step. In is for non-shooters. The Nuggets do not have what you would call a modern roster. Most teams in the NBA are just launching threes at a historic pace, and the Nuggets do not do that. They rank dead last in three-point attempts out of the whole league, and truthfully, I don't blame them with the way the roster is constructed. Now, I will say our offense is actually amazing. Like the numbers that we put up are fantastic. Our defense struggles, which is why our record is not fantastic, but our offense is actually quite amazing. And obviously that has a lot to do with Jokic and how we've built around Jokic. But there are some nights where we just lose the math game. We will be super efficient and hit all of our mid-range and layups that we get in our offense because that's what we do. But the other team is just hitting so many threes, we can't keep up. We lose by 10, we lose by 20, and it's not that our offense did poorly, it's just that, breaking news, three points is more than two, and it adds up when another team is on fire. And the fact that our defense is really struggling, giving up just open three after open three, makes it even easier for these teams to pull away from us. And so it's going to be really interesting to see if we try to make any adjustments at the trade deadline or even during the offseason, just because of how other teams are built. They don't need to be nearly as efficient as the Nuggets are, and they're winning the math game. And it's really going to be an interesting like zig or zag moment to see if the Nuggets try to do what the others are doing, or if we just try and improve our defense to stop what they're doing and we keep doing what we're doing. So non-shooters, we got them. E is for energy. Now, this kind of goes back to one of the first points of apathy, but it really is a key factor to this whole season. And not to pile on, but Jamal is the main culprit. He is so hit or miss. It's so frustrating. Russell Westbrook is the exact opposite. He gives 100% energy every single night. And just the more games we play, the more evident it is how important Jamal's energy is. I mentioned that we beat the Pistons last night, and I thought Jamal had great energy. He's had games where he puts in that energy, and he scored 30-something points last night, and the Nuggets are great. And if only we could get that. I'm not even asking for it every night. If I could just have it most nights, that would be just amazing, because that's what the team needs. But even after the game last night, Jamal was very frustrated with the reporters, saying that there's been talk about how he hasn't been the Jamal that we need and the energy that we need. And he just pushes back on that. And it just makes me think that he doesn't think that what he does is wrong. And he even compared it. He's like, this is what we do every year. This is what I do every year. And he just doesn't see that there's anything wrong with that. And it compounds on everybody else to have to pick up the slack every year for the first couple months of the season while he works himself into shape. And it's just so frustrating. I wish Jamal would bring the energy like that every night. W is for Westbrook. Like I mentioned in the last section, Westbrook brings the energy. So he gets his own section. Russ, he's older than I think 98% of the players in the league, yet he is faster and flying around almost than anybody. Last night was such a good example. His energy brought the crowd to life. He had a little stretch in there where he was stealing the ball. He was getting in Isaiah Stewart's face. Like, he was pumping up the crowd. it was exactly what we hoped for. He's gone above and beyond what we hoped for when we signed him to a minimum contract. And truthfully, the Nuggets look better when he's in there. The stats, Jamal's obviously missed some games, and the Nuggets, I think, are 6-1 when Russell Westbrook starts. Obviously, he's had bad games. Like, that's anybody, but really, Westbrook has had that throughout his career. But 6-1, the energy looks better. The team looks motivated. It's really frustrating because you would hope that he would just bring that to the bench and Jamal would bring that to the starters. But Westbrook has been incredible. I love him. I hope he stays on our team until he retires, which with the shape he's in, that could be when he's like 50 years old. And I love him so much. So Westbrook is our W. Why? Why is for YOLO? Yes, I'm an old man that just said YOLO. Because I really wanted to say Jogoj, but that just doesn't roll off the tongue as well. And Jogoj stands for you only get one Jokic. In regards to the other talking points, how do we balance patience with urgency when we have one of the greatest players of all time on our team? And what we're doing is just not working. Is it just a matter of the young guys need more playing time to work out some of their weaknesses? Is it that the veteran team is just kind of taking it easy during the regular season and they're going to turn it on in the playoffs? Or is it that we need to make a change and these players are not the right fit and we cannot waste any more years of Jokic's prime? Obviously, it was not his fault, but with Jamal's injury a couple years ago, we lost 2 years of Jokic's prime. I will argue that last year, Jamal handled his health and his conditioning so poorly that was another wasted year. And I'm afraid we're heading down that path again this year. And so at what point do we flip the switch and say, hey, let's try some new players around Jokic so we do not waste another year of Jokic's prime? Jogoj. E is for era. Obviously, we are in the Jokic era for the Nuggets, but it's possible that we could be in the Jokic era for the NBA. Now, I would say that we need at least one more, if not two plus more championships to be considered the Jokic era. He's been considered the best player for many years now, but looking back on it, it's not. You can't call it the Jokic era when he only wins one championship. And so I want the Nuggets to do anything they can, not only to extend the Jokic era, but to really kind of solidify what casual fans or just other fans of other NBA teams consider what this past couple years has been like for the NBA. A is for all players should be on the table. Now, I know I've mentioned that changes probably need to be made. I've mentioned his name about a million times this episode, but Jamal is not eligible to be traded. And in past episodes, I've stated many times that I want the Nuggets core four to stay together so that they can be remembered as a team. Kind of like the Spurs when they had Duncan, Parker, and Ginobili. I really wanted Jokic, Jamal, AG, and MPJ to be considered kind of a great group of players. But as I mentioned in the earlier section, it might be time to change it up so that we're not just hoping and wishing that Jamal will put in the energy or that Michael Porter Jr. will step up or that Aaron Gordon can stay healthy. Like we might need to do things to go down another path. Just try something new just to see, because I guarantee you anybody you put next to Jokic is going to level up from what they've been on their other teams. And so I don't want MPJ to take the fall for the team this year. There's been a lot of rumors around MPJ, and maybe we'll trade him to Chicago for Zach LaVine. Maybe we'll trade him to Atlanta for kind of a couple different bench players. And while I actually like those trades individually, I almost want to give this team the rest of the season to either prove or disprove the theory that they can win another championship and then make major changes in the offseason, beginning with Jamal. I would love to keep MPJ and see what he looks like with whoever we can get for Jamal and see how we can go from there. But I think all players should be on the table so that we can give Jokic his best shot at winning 1, 2, 3 more championships. And R is for restart. It's almost the new year. It's time for a new mindset. The Nuggets need a restart. This year with the playoffs from the previous season and this new season that we've gone through about 20 or 30 games, they just need a restart. It's been exhausting. It's been ups and downs, and they just need a fresh start. And so hopefully 2025 will lead to a new mindset, more energy, and the team will come back together and be that championship team that we loved so much a couple years ago. But for us, fandom from afar, it's been a great 2024, and I am absolutely looking forward to 2025. Happy New Year, everyone.